Welcome into the Fantasy Focus DFS podcast. You can find us on video every Thursday on ESPN NFL's YouTube feed. The audio podcast is presented by Geico. You can download Fantasy Focus wherever you listen to podcasts. I am Daniel Dopp. To my left is Mike Clay. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm good. We just did a season-long show together. It was pretty fun. You were a little saucy, and I, on days when you're saucy with the real crew, it makes me worried about for days like this with Alan.
I thought maybe Stefani was a little saucy.
I think it rubbed off on you a little bit.
Maybe that's what it is.
I was being
a little defensive after my controversial Saquon Barkley take from last week.
Ooh.
So I was kind of trying to fight that off, but it's all right. We're coming off a good DFS week, a few in a row actually.
Yeah,
made a little mid-season slump there, right in the middle of the year. It was rough, and I was questioning everything that I'd done in this industry my whole life. I was sending applications out for new jobs because
you were on ZipRecruiter.com, putting in your applications 100%. For people to be able to find you.
Yep. Yeah. See, I can't do a job where I'm doing poorly at it. So after that slump, I was just like, I have to resign. I need a new
job.
Our
group chats made me feel sad because I could tell that you were frustrated.
I was whining to you guys about like I'm broken. I can't fix this. But we've come back strong, right? We've had a good about a month now strong. So we have back on track.
Love that. Al's been on track all freaking season because he's Al Seidenfeld. Al, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm here for the spiciness. I'm all ready for this. Like, and this is a tough DFS week.
The slate is.
I don't want to say it's an ugly slate, but it's tough to find value. It's tough to find really great stacks. It's not an easy slate where there's a million value plays. You can play whatever you want. So I think that might be what queued up Mike's spiciness this morning.
That's possible.
Maybe there is. I will say this, a little foreshadowing for our lineups, but I feel like you do need to find a punt this week, you know, like a legit punt. I usually in cash, I try to have a good nine with high, well, maybe eight. You know, I'm not too worried about defense. I'm willing to pay down, but like a good floor on eight guys, right? This week, you might have to get a little creative with that.
A little bit.
Find a guy that's a low guy. And I do have one of them in my lineup, so we'll talk about him a little
later. Yeah, I think we both do, Mike Clay. All right, let's really quickly get through this because no one cares about this part of the show. Week 13 recap, Mike, you beat me 167 to 134. You had an awesome week. I did have a tough week, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But another big win by you, 167. Anytime you bring home that many points, it's a good week no matter where you're at.
You know what's funny, though? I had a really good 1 o'clock slate, and I had a handful of guys still playing in the four. And midway through the second quarter, again, we were texting about this. Deontay Johnson was in my lineup with Brandon Ayuk and Foster Moreau. They had a combined 0 points at that point. And I'm like, well, my lineup just got blown away. Sure enough, Deontay Johnson goes insane the rest of the game. I think he was the number one wide receiver last week. Ayuk had a handful of catches. Moreau, I think he had like 1 for 34. Didn't crush me, obviously. So the lineup ended up coming through for it.
Wasn't too bad at all. You are ahead of me on the season. 7 weeks out of six, you have scored 58.4 more points total in the aggregate, which actually isn't that bad. I can make that up.
It's a larger gap than last season, believe it or not.
Is it really all of last season?
It's above that gap. So, still time for you.
This 30-point loss really hurt me this week.
It did.
That was tough. You can join our free league over at DraftKings. It's free to enter. $200 in prizes. Follow at Mike Clay NFL or at Daniel Dopp. We will tweet out our lineups and the link. It's a lot of fun to be able to play against us. Costs you no money. You can win a little bit of money.
Yes, sir.
Also, you can just see if you're better than your friends. You and your friends can play against us, and you can brag that you beat Mike Clay and Daniel Dopp, which isn't that big of a brag. You can brag that you beat Mike Clay.
A lot of people do that.
I'm not that big of a deal yet, but Mike, for sure.
Yeah, by the way, Eagle Nation 95. I don't know if you said this already. 209 points. He won it last week. It was a nice week, so good job.
Eagle Nation 95.
Eagles. Love it.
You think that's Saquon Barkley?
I doubt he started Saquon Barkley.
No, I think, do you think it is Saquon Barkley?
Oh, Eagle Nation, 95, yeah. Probably.
Probably it is.
That makes perfect sense, Daniel.
Let's talk about Taysom Hill, a quarterback. All right, Al. I don't need those little snide sniffs in the background, all right? Just because I can't see your little box on the video doesn't mean I can't hear you there.
You make me laugh. I'm sorry. It's a fun show.
All right, let's talk about Taysom Hill.
All right, let's talk Taysom Hill. 5,600 against the Jets.
Who's the host here? I thought I was the host. Those are my words. You want me to say all the analysis?
Sure, go ahead. What do you got on Taysom Hill? He's my guy. He's my pick, right? You want me to talk about
$5,600 taking on the New York Football Jets. There's nobody else in that offense other than Alvin Kamara. Sub $6,000 doesn't make any sense. He's going to run the ball 100 times. Now it's time for your analysis.
Oh, I can talk now.
Now you can do it. Okay.
Well, you just said all the analysis.
I hate you.
Too,
so. You are. Our love-hate relationship is so strong.
Taysom Hill, 5,600, the 13th price quarterback in the slate. That's less than some of these guys. Teddy Bridgewater, wow. Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek Carr. He's less than those guys? Are you kidding me? He threw four interceptions last week and had almost 21 fantasy points, 264 passing yards and two touchdowns, 11 carries, 101 yards, and a rushing touchdown. He's made five career starts in the NFL, 17-plus fantasy points in all of them, exactly two touchdowns in all of them.
Wow.
Okay, so, I mean, say what you want about him as a starter. I mean, he's putting up the fantasy points, and he did it with basically didn't have one finger usable to him against Dallas last week, right? And he still made all the mistakes and was still a really good fantasy quarterback. So at this price point, just too cheap. Also, the matchup. They're playing the Jets. The most fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks over the last 8 weeks, 15-plus fantasy points allowed to nine straight quarterbacks, 18 allowed in eight of those nine. They just can't stop quarterbacks. He does everything well from a fantasy perspective, except for the turnovers, which he actually didn't have many of last year, right? That was kind of a
I was surprised he had four INTs last year.
Yeah, he didn't do that last year. So I think there's a lot of reason for optimism. And at this price point, I don't know how you pass on him in cash.
I 100% agree. He is not always super sexy from like a football perspective when you watch him, but it doesn't matter. In fantasy, he puts the numbers on the board and that's what you need.
You got it.
Tom Brady, Al, takes on the Buffalo Bills. This is one of those things where I'll tell you, you know what? No, I'm not going to steal your thunder because I like you.
Tell me. No, please tell me. I want all the analysis.
I think when I look at Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady, $7,800 taking on Buffalo, who is probably the number one or number two ranked pass defense. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, number one, yeah.
So especially when you look in DraftKings, like anytime I look at a quarterback and they're priced that high and it says they're playing one of the best defenses in the league, I'm like, well, I'm sure I can find value somewhere else. Yeah. But you have Tom Brady here, $7,800, taking on Buffalo, and I know that there is a reason for it, and I just want to know why.
He has like four touchdowns every single week. He's the greatest tournament quarterback of all time on DraftKings this year. Maybe since like Patrick Mahomes a couple years ago. The problem is that with Brady, they're not pricing him up to where he needs to be. He should be like an $8,200 quarterback. That's about where he should be priced, but he's still down at $7,600. Yeah, Buffalo's a good defense, but like they've lost their top cornerback and they've been shredded on the ground as well. Not that I'm expecting the Buccaneers to try and run the ball 30 times with Leonard Fournette, but like there's so many ways that you can attack. And minus Antonio Brown, all of those targets have kind of been condensed to like three dudes, Leonard Fournette, Godwin, Gronk, and then also, well, three pass catchers and then Leonard Fournette, right? So he's really easy to stack or double stack. I prefer to double stack. He has pretty much as many four touchdown or more games as less than four touchdown games. It's very easy to attack tournaments by just saying, I'm going to double stack Tom Brady. I'm going to use somebody from the other side. It is the highest totaled game on the week, and it is expected to be competitive. I think Buffalo can be had a little bit in terms of scoring fantasy points against them with where their defense is currently. And I'm not going to shy away from Tom Brady based on the red number next to them on DraftKings. And I hope that other people do.
Yeah, that's from a tournament perspective, it makes a ton of sense. And keep in mind, the Bills have had a very, very, very easy schedule this season, which just further inflates their numbers. Not to mention that last week inflates their numbers when they were thrown at three times. So we actually haven't seen anything close to a full game for an opposing pass offense against the Bills without Tre'Davious White. We haven't seen it because Jones attempted three passes last week. So I think from a tournament perspective, it makes perfect sense. And I would not be surprised if this is a 38-34 game. I don't think it will be, but there's certainly a scenario where that could play out.
Heck yeah. A couple of the quarterbacks we like really quickly before we talk about some running backs. Josh Allen, $7,800, taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Lamar Jackson, $7,400, taking on Cleveland.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about that game.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot from that game. All right, running backs. Mike, let's talk about Antonio Gibson. Looked really great last week. $6,000 this week, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. You like him in cash at a $6,000 price point.
I do. I liked him last week as well. One of the guys kind of locked into my cash lineup last week. Again, 6K just still too cheap based on what he has done over the past few weeks. He's the 11th price running back, less than Josh Jacobs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and less than Tony Pollard. Explain that one to me. Less than Tony Pollard. I just don't understand how Gibson is below Pollard. Doesn't make any sense. Four games since he returned from his week 9 bye, Gibson is a number 4 scoring fantasy running back. He's averaging 23.4 carries per game. Also has 3 touchdowns and also has 13 targets during his last 2 games. And they just signed Jonathan Williams off the Giants practice squad, added him to the active roster. which makes me think J.D. McKissick's probably out, because why are you carrying four running backs? You know, last week they called up Wendell Smallwood with McKissick out. I don't get that. And also, Williams is not really a guy that's like a passing game specialist, much like Jarrett Patterson. So if they go into that game with those three backs, Gibson should be the primary pass catching back. So he's set up in a really good spot here.
As he should have been for like the entirety of his NFL career, Mike Clay.
100%, 100%. And they're playing the Cowboys now. Look, Dallas, third fewest fantasy points allowed to running backs, but they have not been as good lately. They've allowed 100-plus rushing yards to the opposing running back room. New England, Denver, Atlanta, Las Vegas, all of those since week six. So they have allowed big running rushing games, at least, over the past month or two. And also, now again, I don't get too caught up in this one, but Gibson crushed them last season. Remember the Thanksgiving game?
I do.
40 carries, 243 yards, four touchdowns on the ground, just on the ground in two games against Dallas last season. So I don't know if that'll carry over. Dallas is getting healthier on that side of the ball. But again, at this price point, with his workload, he's a terrific cash play.
In case you're wondering, I remember all Thanksgiving games that happen after the Lions game because I'm just trying to erase my memory. So like, what's the one that happens right afterwards? That's what I remember. Like,
when did the Detroit play? 12:30. We're having dinner at 12:30.
12:30, I think, is when we're going to. I freaking love that tradition. We do Thanksgiving like lunch in my family because we just sit around and like watch the game all day long. A lot of people do Thanksgiving dinner, but because we're Lions fans, like our time together is like sitting around the TV watching football, which is it's such an awesome thing.
Yeah, that reminds me, by the way, tradition. We used to go to a Hershey Bears game, just to be really quick, Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. My dad, my brothers, they did like after the Hershey Bears play, you go down on the ice, you could shoot a puck across the ice, and if you get in the little hole, you get a turkey. It was like a turkey shoot.
All the way across the ice from like the other side?
Well, halfway. They lined everyone up across. Everyone could go down and shoot, and if you made it, you get a turkey. So we used to do that and then watch the games and eat turkey the next day. And but I was from, I mentioned this because I'm from Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and the ESPN Daily podcast, I wish I mentioned it on the other pod, make sure you check it out. It's about the Pottsville Maroons. There was an NFL franchise from my hometown in Pottsville. David Fleming was on. He literally wrote the book on the Pottsville Maroons, was on the pod with
Pablo Torre.
And it's an awesome half hour listen. And I have a bunch of stuff growing up doing reports and that I was into football. That's and so like, cool. I have all kinds of stuff, but it's a really good listen. Tells you the story of how insane it is that they took the title. They won the championship. The NFL took it away. It's a long story, but very convoluted. It's nonsense, but check it out. It's a really good half hour listen. That's from my hometown. People know it's the home of Yingling, right?
Yeah.
Pottsville is the home of the Yingling Brewery, America's oldest brewery. It's where I grew up. They also had an NFL team, believe it or not. In the 20s. Yeah.
Look at all the things that came from Pottsville, huh?
Lots of stuff. And me.
That was...
Yeah, I know.
It was part of darn. The... Okay.
I set you up to be like, yeah, you! Yeah. showed your true colors right there.
Al! I'm so sorry about entire diatribe. Hey, Al. Do you want to talk about something random in your life real quick, just so that you can feel included in that long story?
No, I'm good. It's like I want to celebrate the six things that have come out of Pottsville.
I love it. The six things.
That's a lot for a small coal mining town in Pennsylvania.
You're not wrong. Al, you already mentioned this beforehand, but Leonard Fournette has been absolutely fantastic this year, adding so much value as a pass catching running back. And I know you talked about him when you were talking about Tom Brady, but you like him here as a running back as well. $7,400 against the Bills.
Yeah, so like Mike, imagine that I had a time machine and I went back to like August 1st of this year and I said, Mike, listen. Leonard Fournette is going to lead the league in terms of running back catches this year. You need to tell everybody. Yeah.
So I would have called Daniel and be like, so we need a new third member of our podcast.
Podcast host.
Like I think Kyle's on the pod full time now. So
that's so good.
Because Al has lost his mind.
He is crazy.
In the heat of LA.
Here we are, 7 receptions last week against Atlanta, 7 against Indy, 6 on 6 targets against the Giants, 8 against Washington. Leonard Fournette is the new Austin Eckler. Apparently, he's also second in the league in terms of inside the 10 carries, so there's massive touchdown upside here. They're utilizing him in the passing game when they get inside the red zone as well, with 2 touchdown receptions in the last 2 weeks, and this is the game that I want to attack. There's sort of a theme running through a lot of my picks here this week. So I think that Fournette correlates better with Tom Brady than we would want to believe. Typically, if a running back is going to be really highly played in tournaments, I want to steer clear of that by double stacking the passing game. So like if Dalvin Cook's going to be like 30% plus in tournaments, I want to stack Kirk Cousins with Jefferson and Thielen. If everybody's going to be on Tom Brady stacks, I typically just say, okay, I'm not going to play Brady stacks. I'm going to play Leonard Fournette. so that we get like what happened 2 weeks ago against Indy where he had 47 points. But like they're actually extremely correlated at this point because of the massive market share of targets that Leonard Fournette has been receiving all season long. And I don't see that changing with Rojo residing in the doghouse permanently and Antonio Brown out for falsification of a COVID card. So, as I said before, a very condensed target tree here with four guys basically total that are going to receive the majority of all those sweet, sweet, sweet Tom Brady passes.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Makes there a ton of sense.
Yeah, it's I never would have thought, especially when they added Giovanni Bernard.
You know, I know,
it's
right?
Shocking. I mean, he's being kind of used kind of like Dalvin Cook would be, you know, heavily or Joe Mick. Joe Mixon at his peak, I guess, you know, involved in the passing game as well. It was hard to see coming. He was a value throughout most of the offseason and drafts. But
9th, 10th round.
Yeah, he was very
going behind Rojo.
100%. Yeah, he was a value for sure. We liked him throughout the offseason, but no one saw this coming. No, we didn't either.
He's like an old DeAndre Swift, is what a lot of people I think are saying in the industry.
Is that what people are saying?
I think a lot of people are saying
you see him well in tune with the industry. A
couple of other running backs that we like here: Joe Mixon, $7,700 taking on the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Austin Eckler, $8,300. Taking on the Giants. James Robinson, sub 6K at $5,800.
Yeah, keep an eye on his health, but looks
taking
like
on the Tennessee Titans.
Looks like he'll be okay, but yeah.
Melvin Gordon, $5,400 against Detroit.
If
again,
he's back.
Keep an
and
eye
by the
on
way,
his health.
If he's back, sorry, I'm interrupting you.
By the way, if he's not back,
Javonte Williams jumps up near the top of this list, maybe to the top of this list. He'll be a hard to bench for sure in cash.
Yep. Alvin Kamara, $7,900 against the Jets, the only other offensive player on the Saints. And Mike, think about major life-changing moments that you've had, like buying your first car, getting married, having your first kid, or moving to a new city.
Okay, I've done that.
Of course, there's also landing that big job that you've been going after, which can bring you new opportunities for growth, hopefully a higher salary, new coworkers, new friends, and an awesome new career with new achievements. Whether you're trying to get out your first real job out of college, achieve a new title, or land your dream job, you should go to ZipRecruiter.com/easy because ZipRecruiter makes it easy to find that next job that could change your life. How, you ask?
How?
ZipRecruiter acts like your free personal recruiter. Thank you so much, Mike Clay. You're so good at acting along with me.
I was trying to sabotage your read right there.
So great. When you create a free profile, ZipRecruiter starts working for you. They send you jobs that match your skills and experience. And they even pitch your profile to employers whose job match your experience. If someone from that company really likes what they see, they can personally invite you to apply for their job. So it's no wonder the ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job site by G2. If you're looking for that life-changing job, ZipRecruiter is a game changer. They make the whole job search experience better. Sign up for free on ZipRecruiter.com/easy today. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/easy right now and sign up absolutely free and put ZipRecruiter to work for you.
Nice job. I see I tried to sabotage it on you, but you just nailed it.
No, so well you done. Did, because then I threw my papers on the floor. I was so angry with you, and we're running behind. People are like, why is this podcast
I don't even
so
need a job, and I'm going to ZipRecruiter.com. That's how good of a job you did.
You're the worst.
So check it out.
Let's talk about Elijah Moore.
Okay.
$5,900. Is he healthy enough to play this week?
Yeah, that's the question, right? So I had him kind of locked in as my value play this week and into my lineup. There is some question with that, right? He's missed a little practice, so we'll see if he's at practice. We're taping this Thursday morning, so we'll see if he's at practice today and of course Friday. But if he is, he's in a good spot here, right, against the Saints, the 17th price wide receiver for the guy that's number two in fantasy points at receiver since week 9 and actually third since week 7. So we're getting a decent sample here of him playing at a high level from a fantasy perspective and a real life perspective. The volume's been good, 6 plus targets in 7 straight. He has 30 targets during his last 3 games, and last week in a tough matchup against the Eagles, career high 12 targets, 6 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. It's a good matchup here. Saints, 5th most fantasy points allowed to receivers, the 2nd most over expected. They are the man heaviest defense. So an opportunity here for him to get open, make some plays, and the teams have been doing that all season long. So liking more if he's able to go in this game. Keep in mind, Corey Davis on IR. So he's not even a factor here. He's not a threat for targets. If both of those guys are out, we'll be looking at like Keelan Cole as a sleeper play and Jameson Crowder.
Yeah.
Those guys will be value plays in DFS for sure, but keep an eye on Moore's status for now.
Okay. Al, is this a mistake, or do you want to talk about a third Tampa Bay Buccaneer?
I would love to talk about some Los Angeles Chargers wide receivers, but we're in a complete holding pattern as far as they go because they have to Yeah, like it's a bunch of if-then statements. I put all of them into Best Buys this week. If Keenan Allen is out, but Mike Williams plays, if both are out, then do this. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on there, and we're not going to have any clarity maybe until Saturday night or Sunday morning. So,
where can people find Best Buys, Al, if they're looking for it, if they've never read Best Buys before?
That would be on ESPN Plus. It's a Best Buy. So you can just Google, you know, you can go to ESPN and search for My Last Name Seidenfeld. You can go to Google and type Best Buys Week 14. You can go to smizzle.tv/Best Buys, and that will take you there every single week as soon as it's posted. It is up for this week. So I'm going to talk about another Buccaneer because I think the Buccaneers are great. They scored an awful lot of points. And in the absence of Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin has run a lot more routes from the slot. His A-dot, Mike, have you heard of that?
Some nerd created that. Yeah.
So his A dot goes from like 10.5 in games where Antonio Brown is on the field, or in plays where Antonio Brown's on the field, to like 6.5 in plays where he's not. So we get less upside a little bit because he's not playing on the outside, he's playing on the inside. But based on that A dot, his expected points per target is something like 1.65. And if he's going to get around 10 targets a game, and last week he had 10 targets in like the first quarter, we can expect like 15, 16 points with a possibility of 25 plus. If this game does shoot out, Godwin is 7,100. This is another great spot. Great bring backs. As I said, just play Brady doubles in your tournament lineups, and you're more often than not, you're going to be okay.
You'll be all right.
There you go.
I like it.
Yeah, it's like those plates from the Franklin Mint, right? Like, I'm not saying that it's going to go off, but like all the others have.
I love that.
Yeah, what he said.
Hey, Mike, do you get that reference?
Nope.
Nope.
I knew it. Of course. Come on, Michael. Michael.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh,
is that money thing? Like printing money?
Couple of other wide receivers we're going to talk about.
Food plates?
$6,300 for Hollywood Brown taking on the Cleveland Browns. Jarvis Landry, other side of that game, $5,400 taking on Baltimore. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, $3,900. Sounds like a decent punt play option.
Maybe, yeah, perhaps.
DJ Moore, $6,200 against Atlanta. Amari Cooper, sub-6K, $5,900 at the Washington football team. Tyreek Hill, $8,500 against Las Vegas. And Hunter Renfro on the other side of that game, $6,100 against Kansas City. Hunter Renfro has had 2 100-yard receiving games back-to-back.
Yeah, and I believe he had 0 before that.
I believe that's correct.
He's setting all kinds of career highs the past couple of weeks. Dude's a top 20 receiver. He is
crushing it right now.
Someone asked me Renfro or Juju in Dynasty, and I was like, wow. Like that, you would think a month ago, you're like, well, that's easy. Juju even hurt. Now it's like, I don't know. Like,
I'm not sure.
Renfro's legit, man. He's crushing it. By the way, remember, I wrote about this in receiver cornerback matchups too. The Chiefs, you mentioned Tyreek Hill. Remember Las Vegas when they played the Chiefs last time where everyone's playing too high safety against him? Gus Bradley was like, I'll just stick with my scheme. And Mahomes threw for 5 touchdowns and Tyreek had 2 of them. They totally crushed the Raiders. They may not adjust again. If they don't, the Chiefs should have another huge game. So really Tyreek looking like a good play.
They should adjust. They really should adjust.
They should, but they didn't last time and they knew they should. So,
all right, let's talk about tight ends really quickly before we get to our lineups. Mark Andrews, $5,900, Mike Clay, taking on the Cleveland Browns. He feels like, again, sub $6,000 for Mark Andrews just feels like it's a great price. Plug him in against almost any team.
Yeah, in this game, again, Browns, Ravens, so much value here. Andrews, $1,500 less than Kelsey, $1,000 less than George Kittle. Those guys are great, don't get me wrong, but Andrews has been awesome as well.
Yes, he has.
8-plus targets in 5 consecutive games. He's averaging right on 8 per game this season. He's been a top 5 fantasy tight end in 3 of his last 4 games. And these teams just played 2 weeks ago, right? So we have a really good recent sample to look at. 10 targets in that game, 4 catches, 65 yards, and a touchdown. And again, he only caught 4 of 10. That catch rate's usually going to be higher, so the day could have been even stronger. The Browns, by the way, top 10 in fantasy points to tight ends this, over the past month and the past 8 weeks. The 8th fewest tight end targets faced this season, but the 4th most touchdowns allowed to that position. So it's a respectable matchup. Andrews is, as far as cash goes, such a high floor. Like the value here.
Yeah. Al, we talked about this earlier. We made some comments about Austin Hooper, only $3,400.
Oh, that game again.
With both the other tight ends out, it seems like it's Austin Hooper is a really great low value play here at tight end.
Yeah, and Baltimore allows the 2nd most yards per play in the league. They've got 76.4% of the yards against them come through the air. And look, you're always more comfortable at home, right? That's just the way that it goes. Like, not even in a football sense, but like your living space, your house. So like Baker is more happy at home. And this is a spot where, you know, he targets Austin Hooper on 26.2% of his routes when he's in his own house, as opposed to 17% when he's away. So this is a possible spot at 34. I hate tight end this week. I have the full disclosure. I loathe tight end this week. And I'm just looking for a pure punt play. There's a few out there. And Austin Hooper gives us a little bit of touchdown upside here in a game that could kind of score some points with a very few amount of people doing the scoring.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah, I like it.
A couple of the pump plays we talked about. Brevin Jordan, $2,500 against the Seahawks. Mike talked about him in our season-long show really quickly. Go back and listen to
that. That's a punt there. $2,500. I mean, you're just – he's had a double-digit target share, three straight games.
Yep.
More of a dynasty hold, two tight end league, but – again, it's very much very high risk of a dud for him, but again, he's trending up. They're using him more. Jordan Akins has been a healthy scratch, and Jordan's helped take on some of that role.
Okay. Also really like Rob Gronkowski.
I've heard of him.
Talked about that. Jared Cook, $3,200 against the New York Jets. All right. Do you want to run your home, Mike?
I sure do.
Sure you do, and I'll bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy?
What is?
Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy, and it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Boom.
Beard versus the Brain is brought to you by Geico, whether you rent or own Geico. In fact, it does make it easy to bundle both your home and car insurance. Geico.com today. Mike, your weekly head-to-head lineup against me, please.
Yeah, and before I do that, I just want to mention, I do like, and again, this is obvious if you're just listening to the show, but the stacks in that Ravens-Browns game are fantastic. You can do something with Lamar, Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews, and then come back with a Landry or Donovan Peoples-Jones in a terrific matchup against that beat-up secondary. I like that a lot. So not to step on Al's toes. I know he likes that Bills-Buccaneers upside, I guess, in tournament setting. But anyway, that's a place to look to for tournaments. But from a cash standpoint, I'm going with Taysom Hill, a quarterback, of course. Running backs, James Robinson, Antonio Gibson, and Joe Mixon. Going to get all three of those guys in there. Obviously, one's a flex. Wide receivers, Elijah Moore, Hollywood Brown, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Mark Andrews is my tight end, so I have two Ravens and a Brown in there. I'm getting some piece of that action there. And then the Panthers' defense at 2,800. So, like that. I do have to keep an eye on some injuries here. James Robinson, not 100%, and Elijah Moore questionable. So I'll keep an eye on that. But, you know, I mentioned earlier having to potentially take a serious punt at a certain position. And I did that here with Peoples-Jones, a little under 4,000. But again, I like his situation a lot.
Heck yeah. I actually really like your lineup. When I looked at it, I was normally I poo-poo all over your lineup, but that one, it was one wasn't a bad one.
All right. Well, I'm not sure if that's good or bad, honestly, but go ahead.
I don't know. I'm so glad when we started this podcast that Al was like, this was a really tough week. I don't want to call it ugly, because I'm like, oh, thank goodness it wasn't just me. Because I don't talk with you about it beforehand because I don't specifically want to look at your lineups. I try not to look at your best buys as much as possible until after I've put something together on my own. And then I'll go through and see what it is that I like, just so that we don't have the same exact lineup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be good. So if we had the same lineup, that would be bad.
It would be tough. It would be tough. I guess we'd be tied, though. Maybe I should start thinking about doing that. Hey, my quarterback this week, Taysom Hill, $5,600.
No.
He has a running back named Alvin Kamara, who's $7,900. Okay. I'm playing him as well. I am preemptively making the decision that I'm going to have Javonte Williams in my lineup right now. And if Melvin Gordon plays, then I will probably have to punt or make a different switch there. But Javonte Williams, $5,900 at my second running back spot. I've got Amari Cooper, $5,900, taking on Washington. I've got Hunter Renfro, $6,100, taking on KC. I've got DK Metcalf against the Houston freaking Texans in a game where he is going to come back and look like DK Metcalf again for the first time in weeks. I realize that he is not in a spot where, like, listen, I'm just telling you, this is my DK week.
Yeah, I like it. That's another team running a lot of too high shell, but they can't stop anybody. They just don't have the personnel. It's not working.
So. Austin Hooper is my tight end, my flex is Antonio Gibson.
Like it.
And then my defense right now is the Detroit Lions at $2,400.
Yeah, so again, we might have to make some tweaks based on injury and news. Melvin Gordon's at practice, so I think he'll play in this game. So I feel like...
I don't like your tone.
I feel like Williams might be more of a like a pivot away from... What do you call it? Like a... What am I trying to say?
A pivot away from...
People are going to jump off of Williams because Gordon's back. Maybe it could kind of...
Contrarian play.
Contrarian, there it is.
There we go.
There it is. I do numbers,
He's
not
a
words.
Computer, not a dictionary. Yeah. I love it.
There it is.
Al.
But yeah, interesting name for sure this week.
Give us your tournament lineups for this week. Not all of them, just one of them.
when I went to college and I was, you know, in speech class, they said, tell them what you're going to do, do it, and then tell them what you did. So I'm going to go with a Tom Brady double stack here with Leonard Fournette and Chris Godwin. I'm going to
never saw that coming.
I'm going to bring it back with the American hero, Steph Diggs, on the other side. Although I do think that if you want to get a little bit, you know, I had to get very punty at wide receiver for this one. Like, if you want to go with Beasley, he's fine as a bring back play here, as the Buccaneers, one of the top teams in the league that runs a lot of zone, and he does very well against zone. I'm punting off at wide receiver with Byron Pringle, who has taken over the second wide receiver role in Kansas City, and Josh Palmer, assuming that one or both of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are going to be out, meaning that one is 3,200, the other is 3K. I've got Saquon Barkley as a bring back for Palmer, and I have the island of Foster Moreau at tight end with the New Orleans defense against the MESS mess.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's two major punts, but if they both go off and that's a high scoring game, I mean, you need three things right? That game, those two guys hit, and you have a huge Bills Bucks game. I mean,
you're big you're difference between cash lineups and tournament
100%.
Lineups. 100%. It is very different. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. It is a ton of fun to be able to do this every week. Again, at Daniel Dopp for me, at Mike Clay NFL, and at Al Zeidenfeld on Twitter. Please follow all of us. Don't forget to love each other. Good luck here this week, and we'll see you guys next Thursday.
Not a mystery, the one that we depend on for all our podcast needs. Graduate, Full Sail, you, a Lions fan through and through, with the hippest beard, I'm telling you. He's Daniel Dopp. Who's that? Who's that squad? Who's that squad? He's Daniel Dopp. Who's that? Who's that squad? He's Daniel Dopp.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.